Already yesterday, remember the gospel, we were invited to wash, to be prudent, like the master of the house, who did not want to let himself be surprised by the thief, or like the servant who awaits the return of the master. The parable of the virgin today invites us again to the vigilance, to prudence, but a vigil which is doubtless more active. We don't get prudent sleeping. We awake, we are active doing something. Yesterday's servant did not know when the master will return. And what happened? He was drinking, eating, and mistreating people around him. But here, the virgin to know that the coming of the bridegroom is imminent, and that they must prepare for it. But now, it's not only a question of waiting for the bridegroom, but of going ahead of him to meet him. This attitude should characterize our waiting, our watched, our expectation of Jesus. It's not just about waiting patiently, it is also about preparing, going ahead. And then the question that I want you to keep in mind today and to make a kind of a personal reflection is the following. What can I do today to actively prepare for the coming of Jesus in my daily life? The today gospel, my dear friends, give also some hints how to give answer to this question. First of all, we need to constantly renew our faith, our hope, and our charity. Sometimes we think that to come in the church every day is the guarantee for us that we will be in heaven. Sounds rude, but it's true. That's why every day we need to make our examination of conscience in terms of how is my faith, how is my hope, why is my charity? Today's gospel also speak about the lamp, the oil. We need also to put meaning about these words. What mean the lamp? What mean the oil? Filling the lamp with oil means filling the heart with love for Christ, which is the bridegroom. It means, for example, offering the various activities of my day. Keeping this in mind, for instance, I quote, "My God, this hour of work are for love for you, to give you glory with my effort, and to extend your kingdom with my example." This is how your lamp can shine, can bright, and also give hope, love, security to those around you. And remember also that you receive this lamp from the day of your baptism. We are millions and millions of Christians around the world who receive this lamp from the day of our baptism. And the other question is, are we making good use of this lamp day after day? We are meant to give people warmth even when the time is cold. Remember that even in this time of summer, there are people dying for cold because we like to make our lamp shine and be bright around us. Maybe today you find a way how to make a kind of a cleaning. You clean your lamp. You find a way how you can to put more oil into your lamp and continue to shine, to bright, to illuminate people around you by your example. That makes sense? That makes sense? Because it looks like you're sleeping. No. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please we stand.